When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think a lot about darkness. That's what winter conjures up for me. We were told not to look out after dark because you don't know what you're going to see. You wouldn't see anything but the darkness, but you could imagine what you might see. Fish oaks, you know. There was nothing but bleakness. Not even a scrawny dog was left, not even a burnt thistle. Night times were treacle black. They haunted little children and big men. Dogs stayed under the range with their heads down. Outdoors was for spectres and hoofed creatures that had strange powers. Children of the long-legged day, look out and be petrified. I love a wild sea, and I'm near the sea now, and I just love it when the sea gets really rough, and, you know, there's something very refreshing about a wild sea. I don't mind that at all.
Traveling through the country in the wintertime, things that I notice, the lovely colours in the fields, like the rapeseed, is gone. The cattle are no longer there. The sheep are no longer there. Why they've been taken in. They're the trees. There are no leaves in the trees. So it does look that bit barren. Probably the first thing we associate with winter is hibernation. And in the case of hibernation, we'd be thinking of the hedgehogs. They're gone asleep now. Won't see one now for the rest of the year, till probably next March or April.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence.
Well, the first thing that you'd notice is the actual aroma of a turf fire. And that's the first thing that hits you when you enter into a house. And once you get that aroma, you know that there's a room in the house where there's going to be heat and there's going to be a welcome and there's going to be somewhere to sit down and warm yourself after coming in. Because really in Ireland, like, the winters are fairly bleak. Although they're not very cold, they get miserable and bleak. And really, that smell that you get going through a door of a house or a home, it's very welcoming because you know that there's going to be heat and warmth and that generally you can dry out your clothes up against the fire and see the steam rising. I suppose this type of, it's a mystical presence in the home in Ireland.
Oh. winter, we had very hard ones, love. Very, very bad winters. We up to your neck in the frost and snow. You'd open the door, the snow would go in the heart. Yeah. And it was there in the 40s, it lasted for 6 weeks. And people were housebound and everything, darling. Wicked winters, love. Wicked.
Our winters in recent decades have certainly been relatively mild. I think our winters have been on a warming trend, very similar to what's been happening for the world as a whole. So many people who remember, for example, that the bitterly cold, dry winters of the past are probably remembering something which is quite true. But on average, one would expect the winters to become less severe, certainly less cold, but probably moister and wetter.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feel, and I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Dawn.
Christmas is, of course, I originally would have been winter solstice, and it was the darkest night of the year. It was the longest night of the year. But the next morning, of course, the sun rises, and now the days start to get longer. But when Christianity came, there was a memory of that, of the winter solstice, and it was actually the Emperor Constantine who said, we need to put all the Christian festivals on pagan ones so we can convert the pagans. So not surprisingly, the idea of the birth of the sun became connected with Christianity, with the birth of Christ.
We certainly have a tendency to hibernate in the winter, and I think that's a good thing because we need to get in touch with nature. We need to go with the flow of energy. And winter time is very much a time of going inwards. In the yin and yang symbolism, it's definitely a yin period where we nurture, we take care, and we really look after ourselves. And our pineal gland, just like the hibernatory animals, closes over in winter. So therefore, we do want to go in more and to really treasure the life that we have, the energy that we have. So it's important to listen inwardly to ourselves.
You've been listening to The Curious Ear, with Rita Ann Higgins, Terry Flanagan, Dermot Ryan, Mary Walsh, John Sweeney, Gavin Bone, and Nuala Kiernan. And I'm Evelyn McClafferty.
We were born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonny boat was one as we sail into the mystery.